Welcome back to another episode of the Radelaide Summit Podcast. This week's episode, we cover Alex has a shot at free S5 speed. We hear his thoughts.
Free.
I created my own brewery on a public holiday ride, Some amazing stuff happening in and around Adelaide. And of course, lots more. Come along for the ride.
If you're new to the podcast and haven't listened before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards, watching you do your efforts up Norton Summit and discuss them here on the pod, whether you like it or not. There is a chance we might shame you. We promise not to name you personally, and the odds are definitely high we'll shame ourselves because we are just not as fast as you. Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their own goals. So with that, let's introduce ourselves. We are your summiteers. Wang.
Wanglin.
G'day.
Kashi.
Ciao.
And I am Alex. Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners, to another Radelaide Summit podcast.
As always, we need to know what's been happening on or around the summit this week. Wanglin.
Just before you start, I don't have much memory card, so you just got to keep your week a bit shorter.
It was a big week, so that's not going
to
happen.
No, you needed to tone that shit down. I need to talk today.
All right. Thank you for that.
All right, moving on. So my week.
big week this week.
Big week.
Yes, 27 big. Hours.
Holy shit. Are we talking about work or riding?
No, I probably did about the same. Yeah, probably.
Did you have a day off? Did you have a day off this week?
I need a public holiday.
Oh, yeah, it's public holiday. Adelaide Cup Day.
Yeah.
Did you place a bet?
Biggest race in Australia. So, yeah, 939K this week. So, massive week. Helped by the Monday ride.
That's where the girth goes.
So, 8,500 vert. So, yeah, Monday, tried to get a crew together for the Victor ride.
What are you fucking staring at me for like that?
Well, you weren't here anyway, so it doesn't matter. But
I wasn't here.
I think the weather turned quite a few people off with the 39 degree heat. Yeah, there was five of us started the ride, but unfortunately, Benno had a crank issue in Mylor, so him and Tori had to turn around. So it was just the three of us, myself, Curtis Dowdle, and Josh Blake.
Balake.
It was all good going out there because we had the nice northerly tar wind. Pretty much all the way.
Happy, everyone like dandelions and shit flying around.
And then once we got to Middleton, it just all went pear-shaped.
For listeners that aren't in Adelaide, a northerly is just straight off the Simpson Desert, just hot and
straight
a sheet.
Can we talk about the actual weather conditions that day?
Well, they were good until we got to Middleton.
How fucking hot was it?
It wasn't hot till we got to Middleton. Like going through Mylor, Meadows.
Being beautiful.
Like 18, 19 degrees.
Just holding hands, just having a good time.
Singing.
Yeah, kumbaya.
And then once we got to Middleton, we stopped there for lunch and it was just fucking roasting.
Middleton for lunch? Oh, yeah, Middleton Bakery. Yeah, fair point.
Port Elliot?
Yeah, just no, passed. No, Port Elliot's shut on public holidays.
Oh, why would you do that?
You listening, Port Elliot?
No. They're overrated.
Wang likes Middleton anyway, better.
Yeah. Mm.
Really?
But they've moved, actually. They've moved like next door.
So would that be like middle to the left in or middle to the right?
Middle to the right.
We'll play.
Yeah, so then we took that right-hand turn from the Victor roundabout and just got smacked in the face by that hot northerly. Wasn't bad going along High Marsh Tiers. It was sort of a bit sheltered in there.
A bit shady.
But then, got to the top of High Marsh Tiers and I started to cramp.
Really?
Well, sort of. Yeah, no, and I don't normally cramp.
If you're not in good shape.
Yeah, that means everyone's dead.
Everything passed. You go down the hill past the temple and everything.
Yeah.
It's all right there. But then as soon as you do that lefty.
Through all dingo. Yeah.
That's not a party.
Yeah, so I sort of had to sit on for a bit, probably from the top of High Marsh Tiers to all dingo just to get rid of the cramps. And then when I started to feel good, the other two boys cracked. So it was pretty much every man from himself from Port Noarlunga back to the top of Lunsdale Highway.
Did you wait for anyone?
No, he took off again.
No, he left them again.
No, I waited at the survey so that we stop at for
Christie's. Fucking St. Agnes.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody's here.
It was fucking... I've never drank so much in my life.
On a scale of... let's say 1 to 10, 1 being natural spring water and 10 being a pint of fucking Guinness.
Yeah.
What was your wee looking like?
It was pretty good because I was drinking a lot. So I wasn't that dehydrated, but I was salty as fuck.
Just setting fire to grass and shit.
Yeah. I think I had about
Didn't you say something estimated the fluid loss was like 7 litres?
7 litres, yeah. Holy so on shit. The Garmin, on the Garmin app, it estimates what your fluid loss would be during rides.
That's pretty good.
7 litres. Yeah. So, but I reckon I would have had more than 7 litres. I had about 7 slushies. So, plus about 9 Cokes and then water as well. So,
and I'm glad I wasn't there. Thanks.
Yeah, it was a good day.
So, you invited me anyway.
Yeah, I was a little bit tired on Tuesday morning when I woke up, but still did my usual before morning and lunchtime Zwift, and then got the real chamois out on Tuesday night.
Is it true?
Just for listeners, I'm not talking to you.
You're not talking to the real chamois right now?
In case you're listening, real chamois, not talking to you.
Wang said.
And he had a bad day on the bike that night, so he'd had a wedding over the weekend, and I think he was still quite hungover from that.
So he's enjoying himself.
Yeah.
9 months' time from now, we lose him again.
We have third kid, so... Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I think it's a standard Zwift and ride after work. Thursday night had footy training with Nate. Saturday.
Are they playing yet?
This weekend they've got
a trial
match. So, so I've done all the gradings and that. So this weekend is first trial match. Then Saturday went down and met Chop and then did some extras and then sat at Nano's for about 3 hours. Just way too long. So... and then today, there was a bunch of us that met and did a strath loop. So, I haven't done that strath loop before the way we did it today, but it was lovely. Very moist this morning when I woke up. A few people bailed, hence why I'm not talking to the real chamois. He said it was too wet. So, but if I'm out there in the rain...
Did you ride the new bike?
No, don't be silly.
Don't be silly. No, it might fucking melt.
pulled the Scott out for today's ride, so...
Which one? Have you got rid of the one?
Yeah, I sold the foil, nice. So the addict. Yeah.
The addict, the blue one.
The moist addict.
Yeah, big week. So,
big moist addict.
Speaking of big moist addict, Alex,
what about you?
Mate, I have been in the humid places of Australia.
You've been everywhere.
They wrote that song about me. So I took off Thursday the week before last.
Yeah.
And I went over and spent some time with uni students.
We ate
a lot. We fucking drank a lot. And we rode lots.
Yeah.
We rode lots.
Yeah.
I will tell you a little bit about that because I did get the opportunity to ride an S5.
Very good.
Then I went to Brizzy for a few days, met up with my sister.
Yes.
And we, you know the treetop climbing thing?
Yeah.
So they have an extreme version of that in Sunshine Coast.
Yes.
So like 30 metres up trying to do like bouldering stuff and not think about falling off.
At the big pineapple?
Yes. Down from the big pineapple. They're actually redoing the big pineapple.
It's not that big anymore, really, is it?
It looks more like round rather than tall.
Going there as a kid.
Yeah.
That was sick. I really enjoyed that, but I am fucking still sore from like holding myself up.
You do. Let's get back on the horse. Get back on the boulder horse.
And then went to the Gold Coast after that.
Gold Coast. Yep.
I had a business conference. With my operations manager, T. Roy, and I had the opportunity to stand in front of 250 people and talk.
How good?
No.
What did you have to talk about?
I was nominated for client of the quarter with our business coaches.
Oh, congratulations.
I didn't win overall, but top three.
Okay.
Top three. I had to talk a little bit about my story. And how I got
Instagram story.
How you got to where you are.
How business got to where it is today. Yeah, which I'm pretty proud of. Yeah.
Yeah, epic.
And then come back.
Talk about the cycling team.
My cycling team. Spoke about Echelon. I spoke about riding. I spoke about the podcast. Yep. Did promote the pod.
Yes.
And also the business coaches have their own pod, but I'm pretty sure we're ranked higher, so I mentioned that.
That's so good. Because the business...
Sorry, just an important email.
You've got mail.
Actually was.
And then flew back yesterday, literally got off the plane, load of washing, out the door in an Uber. Funny fucking story. I was in such a rush to get out of the house last night that I was just like, Uber, yes. And when it rocked up, there was people in there and I'd confirm rideshare.
Do the pool.
Other people. I've never done that before.
I thought
you were going to say you ordered Uber Black or something.
No. So there's this chick in the back seat. I was like...
Oh, this is my date.
Sorry. And she's like, this is a rideshare. I was like, I'm really apologies. I didn't realise that was the case. Blah, blah, blah. I said, does this mean we're going the same place? Yeah. And we pretty much were like 100 metres apart in the city. So I felt really awkward, like, following her after we got
there. That shit. That is so good.
Was she good looking?
Huh?
Was she good looking?
Not my type, no. No, maybe yours.
Even low heart rate for you.
Went, had a mate's birthday in the city, went to the Fringe for a bit, and then I...
Busy in there last night?
It was fucking packed.
Yeah.
And you still have to pay general admission at 10 o'clock at night.
What?
Yeah.
For what? To get in?
To get in just the garden.
Just fucking jump the fence.
No, we tried
what do you
that.
Mean? Hang on, when do you have to pay?
I'm security.
Yeah, so unless you have a ticket, go in Main Entry or down Rundle Street, go in on the site, $5.
Is it?
Mm.
Anyway, I'll get to it.
Anyway. And then, I did get out today for a roll with Burnt Cobloaf and Miss Piggy and another bloke. Burnt Cobloaf, unfortunately, just puncher after puncher, losing her shit. Yeah. But yeah, cruisy roll did get wet as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here we are.
Very good.
It's good fun.
Yeah. Huh. What did I do this? Well, yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Bad duties.
Yeah, it's been good. Last week gym. I was in Sydney just for the day.
Sydney?
For some work conference. Yeah, work workshop external, which is cool. Got upgraded on the way back.
Oof.
So the business?
Yes. Got the chill because Sydney
Mr.
has
Cash.
The business lounge too. So it's like not just the Qantas Club, it's the whole business lounge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite good. So that was really good because it was a 6 a.m.
happens when you're the new Woolworths CEO.
No. Actually, my boss quit too. Like this
it's
week.
All happening.
Oh, don't even
opportunities
start.
Coming at you left, right and centre.
No. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so it's been massive week work-wise, lots of changes happening and everything like that. But it's been really cool. What else did I do? Went to Second Valley.
Lovely down there.
Jumped
we've
off
we've
the,
only got
jumped
to
off
First
the,
Valley.
You know, the you can swim in the cave there and
this is down.
You can jump off the rocks.
No, I'm thinking of Silver.
Jump from like down. What is it? Jump from 10 metres?
Down Warina way, isn't it? Second Valley. Warina, Second Valley, Warina. Down that way?
It's down.
Yeah.
Prices are down. Not that's
past Normanville.
Woolworths. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's good. What else? Got 10 hours in the week before and got 6 hours in there just of ERG.
Lots
this
of Zwift
week.
This week. I saw lots of notifications on my phone.
Just trying to get fit. It's pretty hard.
It's early days.
It is early.
Plenty of time.
But yeah, it's been good. Life's really good. Yeah, life is really good, actually.
You look very relaxed and comfy.
I am, actually. Got my non-alcoholic beer, got my wang out.
Got your legs spread.
Yeah,
it's real.
Just airing real that shit comfy. Out.
It's good. Yeah, no, life's great, actually. I like this little sausage fest we've got here. It's great.
So we've got no questions for the guests this week.
No, there's no guests, unfortunately.
It's okay. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
It's all good.
Sorry.
However, I did want to give you both the opportunity to hit me with some questions now that I had... And my S5 experience.
So, I guess, firstly, what did you think?
I'm not going to deny that bike is fast as fuck.
Yeah,
that's okay.
It is a very fast bike. I found it very easy to ride at speed.
Mm.
However,
okay, here we go.
The front end is like so fucking stiff.
Yeah.
And granted, it was a size too big for me and... Uni student ride.
So is that a 56?
56, okay. Yes. Cool. Yeah.
It's even big for me.
Yeah.
You should ride mine.
I should ride yours, but...
Yeah.
And I felt like it had mountain bike handlebars, but...
How wide are the bars?
It must be 42s, if not bigger. Yeah. Ride
what is he doing?
40s.
Oh, don't even go there.
38s.
I did tell 36s. You that he's three bikes positions are all set up differently.
Yeah. I found the front end, like, super... rigid, I think, like
it is.
For me, maybe with a different set of tires, but it's very easy to ride fast.
Yeah,
mm. Very fast.
It was equipped with 55.
I was going to say, how'd you go with the chain rings?
42s. I showed them who's boss.
Yeah, they're very rare, those chain rings.
Yeah, uni student was after a PB up the second sister in Cotter.
Okay,
there's Cotter Loop there. And then I used his bike and took like 28 seconds off of it.
I love that.
And then he didn't talk to you for the rest of the week?
He did mention, though, that you know how he has the other bike, which he says is very fast, aero, light?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mad one.
When
I love the mad
when
one.
We were descending, he then was starting to think that maybe the S5 is actually faster because I was just rolling away.
Maybe you're just a better descender.
No, no, no. Maybe it's just like I wasn't doing anything different. It was just rolling away.
Yeah. Oh, they roll all right.
They are. The only gripe I will say, and it's just the nature of these bikes, is to get to, like, they're not snappy. Like,
no, I did, but especially with the fucking Wampa chain rings, but, yeah, no,
still
it was
winding it up now.
Yeah. Feluca thing anyway, but but no, definitely fast bike, too stiff for me. Maybe can be countered a little bit with some tires, but
yeah,
I did have a blowout in the front wheel, the closest I've ever come to binning a bike at speed.
Oh, fuck.
65 k's an hour, pinch flat, gone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The front bloke was. That was right. We were chopping off, Canberra chop off.
Yeah.
The bloke that came around me, like, I looked at him and I was like, flat! And then his eyes were like, you're going to die. Because it was just on the rim going down the road.
Did you damage the rim?
Nah, that was okay.
Oh, my God.
I pulled it up. It took me like, it must have taken me 300 meters to slow down just trying to like feather and not turn the wheel too much. And when I stopped, there was another chick. She had a screw through the back tire all the way into her rim. Some of the shit on the road over there is like wild.
That's him.
But no, 3 days with that.
Yeah.
The Pro Logo saddle, that was the other thing. That is horrible.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
No, that is horrible.
I don't mind it.
Nope, that's what came on the Cannondale when I bought it.
You didn't like it?
No.
What do you usually wear?
Not much when you're around. I've got an S-Works Power Arc.
Yeah. Power saddle. I'm on one of those new power saddles, the mirror ones.
Ooh, la-di-da.
It's very nice on my nuts.
Is it supple?
Yes. Yeah. It's really cups my nuts really nicely.
Look, they're similar, but they're not. Like, I had the Stealth for ages.
What's on the other bike, though?
What?
Like your saddle on the other bike, the Ale.
I've got a Stealth on every other bike.
So you've got the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was the other issue we had over. Three different saddles.
That's so stupid.
Three different sets of measurements. It was just shit was everywhere.
I used to have a different saddle on my mountain bike, but I flicked over to the Stealth.
Yeah.
And the same width, too, because fucking stupid people.
Yeah. If I had the opportunity, I'm not going to say that. Would you buy one? No, I wouldn't buy one.
Would I race on one
in a crit? Probably, but I wouldn't go out of my way to have one.
Maybe try the right size.
You know what?
With narrow handlebars with some 40s or 38s on there.
You should just ride mine.
Is it just me or does it feel like it goes straight very well?
It goes straight.
Like, honestly.
Like, do you get it around a corner? I was like,
I don't mind it. I was just thinking back to, what is it, the East End crit?
Yep.
You got to put in a lot of work with
that. Yeah, that's what I found. It's like if you had to make it go around a corner.
Really got to hit. If you don't nail those corners in that race or you've got to break, like if you're not leading the corner in and know how to handle it, then you got to do so much more work. Like, I'd rather be on my old Super 6 where you can just snap.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why they're selling so many solos.
Maybe. Because it's the in-betweener.
I keep saying it's the new rim brake S3. That's what it is. Yeah. They just put fucking disc brakes on it.
I didn't really want to ride the Mad 1, but that has the stupidest seat post ever.
Oh, yeah, you can't really.
The clamp is in the bottom of the post.
Yeah.
And so if you want a shorter post,
$400. So
I'm surprised Uni Student does have like four of them.
Are you looking to buy a new bike? Or?
No. So, no, I won't be buying a new bike anytime soon, but I discussed this with Corona Lisa. If I was going to buy a new bike, it'd be a new Cannondale for sure.
Those new Cannondales look sick.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I actually am a big fan of the Colonagos with the MVs.
The Emirates looking one?
Yeah. They're fucking, I would get one.
60. Or something rather.
You fucking need to take out a second mortgage for them.
Yeah, well, no, the S-Works frames are like on par with them.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I could set a race. Like, you know what? I would say they're my favourite set of race wheels. I'd just chuck the reserves on, like, a new bike.
Yeah, reserve.
Actually, you know what I might do?
Reserves are nice.
Next weekend.
Reserve.
Chop. On the Ale.
See what happens.
Actually, I'll do that.
Yeah. It's amazing how much wheels make a difference, isn't
fucking
it?
Fucking oath.
It's incredible. 100%. Like, the Rovals on the Cannondale, epic.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind changing it up. It's nice to have a good black bike. It's good, but you know what? I'm not fucking winning Tour de France. Might hopefully win Hell of the North one day, but that's about it.
Wouldn't buy one. Very no.
Yes, I do agree with the free speed thing. Yep. Definitely when it's up to speed.
Yep.
Sorry, Chris Miller. It does, yes, carry free speed.
Yeah. No. It felt easy to maintain once you were there too.
Yes.
Like we were just zooming around. Yeah.
Yeah, like those, you can see why like all those, what are they? Like the sprints when they're at speed and they're just sprinting again. Like all the World Tour sprints, that would be fire with on those.
Yeah. And what was Canberra like to ride around?
It's got some really cool stuff. They've got a dedicated crit track and like mountain bike park out at Stromlo.
Yes.
And then you've got...
My brother rides out there.
Yeah, the Cotter Loop times two, they call it. So it's two laps. So it must be about 20Ks, but it's got some... You know, 5 to 6 minute climbs, and it's got some super punchies, and you could get fit just by riding that loop. Like
that's
a big long time trial section out the back.
Did you do any of the big climbs over there?
Nah. No. So on the last day when we went out to Cotter, we were supposed to go do the big climbs. I don't know how it's going to get up them because they were black.
Black Mountain.
Black Mountain was the start of that is like 15%, and I had 42.28.
So I've got on mine. I've got 54.36.
Oh, you've got the big jump.
Yeah, you can make it work.
You can make it work. It's got to be clunky. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a bit clunky. But like, when are you doing in a race? You ain't changing.
Nah.
But anyway, but that's good.
Massive kudos to the Trek is extremely popular over there. Like every, it's like the Cervelo in Adelaide. Mm. Trek set that up, and that was the best shifting Shimano setup I reckon I've been on. Synchro shifting as well. Like I don't know how they did it, but it was awesome
through the app. Okay. Yeah. I had it on, I mistakenly had it on for a bit, and I've kept part of it on now.
Yeah.
So whenever I flick back into the small chainring.
If you go down the cassette, it goes.
Down, go down the cassette, chew.
Yep.
Most of the time, it's
pretty
good.
It does that automatically.
Mm. Yeah, synchro shifting.
I don't reckon I've got it set up.
I find, though, it does suck the power a lot more. Like when I've got it on.
Battery power.
Yeah, battery power. I've got to charge it a lot more than the old 11 speed, you wouldn't even need to charge that for ages.
I forget what to charge
it was
mine.
It's so good. Honestly, but that's still the best. I still reckon the 9000, still the best DI2 I've ever had. Anyway.
Very good.
Kudos.
Thanks.
Thanks, a uni student.
Well, no.
We had another general discussion topic, and I can't remember what it is now.
Wangaroos?
Wangaroos? No. Got lots of notable mentions,
we
though.
Do. I love it.
Amazing. Yeah. I've got to do a bit of shout-out to a mate of mine. He unfortunately had a run-in with... Got hit by one, but there was a stack of kangaroos at Fox Creek the other day. And you mentioned
there's
a shit ton of them out recently. So guys riding on the roads, please be careful.
So how fast was he going?
Fast enough to slide down the road on his face.
Oh, no.
Shit. Was he on the road or off-road?
On the road.
Okay.
Yeah, roadie. Yep. So literally the week after finishing Three Peaks and then gets hit by a roo.
So what did he do to himself? Obviously, scunned his face.
Just face and helmet.
Oh, no broken bones?
No. I'm catching up with him after this, though. I'll find out.
Okay. Let us know.
Yeah. Speaking of Three Peaks.
Yes. So, if anyone who completed Three Peaks last weekend, well done.
Yeah.
The Warnie winner, Mark O'Brien, absolutely obliterated the course record in a time of 6 hours and 38 minutes.
That is fucked up.
First person to go sub 7 hours. Knocked about 20 minutes off the...
Fucking wild.
He is one of those people as well that probably... Just missed his chance as well. He's fit as fuck.
Yeah.
And he's late 30s, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's in his 30s for sure.
30s for sure. Yeah, so, 240K, 4,400 metres of vert, and he averaged 35.5K an hour. I guess we can also, now's probably a good time to discuss it, because I know there's a bit of chatter out there at the moment. So he was pretty transparent with how he rode that and had mates around the course. To basically, do some work for him and chop for him. So what is everyone's thoughts on that?
Yeah, actually, Flickus, can we do a poll?
Yeah, we can do one on the...
I'm all for it.
I'm
100% for it as
well.
I
just think, the opportunity is there because the roads are closed for that day. But it's not like you're going to get that chance again without the shit on the road, the people on the road.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
I'm 100% for it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he's still got a fucking...
100%. He did the work.
240K. If he's doing a bit of an armchair ride for, 10K at a time,
I was going to say, kudos. Where are you going to get the armchair ride? Probably like on the flats.
Yeah, there's probably some good sections there where you could have some mates
riding away from all his mates up the hill.
Yeah, not so much on the climbs. It'd be on those slight downhills and that in between the climbs. So, nah, fucking kudos.
You would have motored down that first descent. Like, see us.
Yeah. Yeah, that, but that's ridiculous going down the front of falls when everyone's trying to just...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fucking chaos. Hubbards everywhere, peeling off. Remember the year, the one and only time mother that I did it in 2019... Some dude threw off his gilet straight into my front wheel.
Oh.
Like, fuck knows how I didn't crash.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, it went basically through it and untangled itself, so I didn't even have to stop. And I was like, what the fuck? People throwing up arm warmers and that at the bottom of it. So, it's so cold at the top. So.
Yeah, it's true. No, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. We could probably put a poll on Instagram, too.
We should
put a poll on Instagram.
What should we call it? Let's talk about it later.
We'll talk about it off air.
I wanted to throw a special mention out because it's what the pod means. Like, we're here to encourage and celebrate, support, and motivate, and, you know, help people out. And one of our fellow teamies and regular to the Norton spreadsheet, Miss Piggy, for the month of March is raising awareness and money towards a great cause, which is the fight against childhood cancer. It's near and dear to her heart for family and friends and, of course, many others. So I'm just going to chuck... in the show notes, there'll be a link there if you want to support her, follow her, or even donate.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Please do.
Yeah, that's a massive one. Mm. So I reckon we might this week, every second day or something, put something up in our Instagram story just to
remind people.
Link.
Yep.
Yeah, remind people that it is.
We did end up getting access to the Instagram, just for people wondering. The password did work in the end.
I'm actually really impressed with your managing that.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what?
After watching you plug microphones in earlier, I'm fucking impressed.
I'm all right on
that. Actually, it was... anyway, that's another story.
He was talking into the cable. I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that, Matthew.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Sometimes I do have to remember which account I'm on. And I'm like, fuck, I'm on the podcast. I can't send that reel to somebody.
Yeah, no, you don't send that reel. Yeah. No. We do have another shout out from a couple of the peeps. I can't remember his name.
New Matey
and passion fruit flavored Oxy Shred have asked. Shout out for their team, Holdfast Cycle Club, are seeking some interest, expression of interest for 2024 Super Series team.
EOI.
Cat 2 men and women.
Yep.
So they're bunch of good peeps.
They are, and I like that it's March, and they're forward thinking.
Yeah, I love this.
One of the better looking kits as well out
there. Yeah, it's good kit.
Probably the second best looking kit behind us.
Yeah, good kit, good peeps. And then, behind Keystone, of course. So get Holdfast CC, look it up on Instagram.
Get in contact with them. That'd be cool.
Yeah, good bunch of guys.
So shout out to those peeps, and... Super Series is fast approaching.
Up before we know it. It'd be nice when we put out some dates.
When we start talking to the real Shamoy again?
Next week.
Or is he off the team? It's a week ban.
It's a 1 week ban at this stage.
And so after today, Wang, rode in the rain. How did you clean your bike?
Well, there's this new great product on the market.
bikeywipes.com.au.
So, is that B-I-K-E-Y?
Are they a sponsor of the
wipes?
Pod?
Are they a sponsor of the pod?
I was lucky enough to get some products sent to me because I...
Didn't send you any hair wax.
I haven't got any hair. I was chatting to one of the investors during TDU.
Ooh, wow.
He rode with us
Man of the people.
On that ride that we did, the contour ride.
I didn't come.
Yeah, the one that went... Yeah, he did, because yourself, me and Miss Piggy were there.
Okay.
Up when we went up the back of Green Hill.
Nah, just keep saying
that, right?
Okay.
Just keep saying yes. Anyway, so everyone knows how anal I am about my bike. So, they've got three products that they do sell. So a frame wipe, a chain degreaser wipe or cassette as well, and also a rotor wipe.
Ooh.
So, three
don't
different
needs.
Don't
get them mixed up going...
No, don't get them mixed up. So they're all different colours on the packaging, so you don't get them mixed up. So
okay.
So check out their products.
Initial thoughts, initial review.
Yeah, good.
Was clean.
Yep.
Yeah. Does it meet the... what's that word? What am I looking for? The standard.
Wang standard. Yep. So they very much do so. So, yeah, have a look on their website.
Bikey Wipes.
And your local bike shop. Hit them up. Maybe I can get a discount code for us. Maybe Wang 10 or something like that.
I would love that. Wang 10.
Let's try and get a discount code
That's
for the podcast
name, Wang 10.
Watch this space.
Shuck up, bruh.
Bikey Wipes.com.
Do they have an Instagram as well? Bikey Wipes?
Yes, they sure are. Suzanne and Greg are the owners of the company.
Mate, love it.
You fucking cleaned that up, didn't you? You got paid for that, didn't you? You're never that good.
Nah, just paid in products.
Shall we jump in?
We shall.
Yes, let's do
jump
it.
In the main reason why we exist. Let's see who's been spinning up the summit this week and check out the times for the folks who've been giving us a show. It must be the fast guys and girls. It might be the slow ones. It may be everyone in between. We do have some rapid speeds this week. But like we said, we'll jump into their dive into their rides and data a little bit more robustly, and we'll see who and what has caught our eyes on the leaderboards with some handpicked and analysis. And if I can breathe, Wang Os.
Alrighty, so let's go with the fastest man.
Rapid.
So Mumbo number 105, he is no stranger to the leaderboard. So this was on Supers yesterday. From what I hear, Supers was
super
fucking rapid yesterday.
Look at his spit.
And I reckon it was even a bit of a slight head win yesterday. So this guy's got a PB of 11:34. not quite as fast as Mumbo, but
there's no
he's
power.
Close. Ride length of 96 kilometres yesterday. He's got no power, no heart rate.
Yeah. Stealth.
So he's done a 12:32 yesterday at 26.3 k an hour. So Mumbo number 5, well done.
Rapid.
Mumbo number 105.
Number 105, sorry.
Sorry.
Then we have, once again, no stranger to the podcast. Massive PB for this chick. So he did have a previous PB of 13:53.
Correct.
Did a time of 13:22 yesterday. On 117 kilometre ride, average power at 282. Now
is she targeting the com?
Yes, she is. 100% targeting the com.
So in her title today, did she say coming Sarah. For you, Sarah Giganto.
Yeah. Sarah actually commented on her ride. So anyway,
Hooligan, love the banter
with that time. So, and I must say, like, she is absolutely flying at the moment. Like, we gave it a nudge today on our Sunday church.
You gave it a nudge.
No, I didn't give her a nudge. She's happily in a relationship.
You gave it a nudge.
But we gave it a nudge up Allgate Valley Road. and we got in top 10 in the men's, and she held on to us. She was her com anyway.
Oh.
It was her quam anyway, but she was equal with Amanda Spratt and Brody Chapman.
Yeah.
And she obliterated Allgate Valley Road by 30 seconds today.
Holy shit.
Nice.
Is she training for anything?
Fucking flying.
Actually, we can ask them at a later time, maybe.
Maybe if they come on the pod. Yes, so some fast times this week.
Mm. Alex.
You're genuinely impressed, aren't you?
Oh, mate.
Two things I think today that you're just like...
I might be her agent, maybe.
Her agent.
Try and get her a contract.
Wang agencies.
Yeah.
All right, our top men for the week in the 15-minute bracket.
Yeah.
There's no strangers here, is there? Spaghetti Slapper, 297 watts, just a 15 flat as part of a 185-kilometre day.
Yep.
Not even working with his PB of 11:39. No.
We actually have three newies in the 15-minute.
The first
just on
guy.
Spaghetti Slapper, he actually did extras before chop yesterday. Did 2 hours before chop.
Yep.
What is that, like a 4 a.m. start?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my gosh. New to the pod, Harbour Bridge.
That was a good one.
104K day has rolled out a 15.05. We don't have any other power or heart rate data.
Was it?
Yes.
It was, yeah.
Yes.
In third place, this is epic, 444 watts.
Sorry.
Maybe a 344?
Yes.
I was going to say, 244. He's not a big boy. That's big watts.
Eldritch Thrumming has rolled 1526 at, 3,972 watts? Cashy's spreadsheet. Number 4, 68K day, 373 watts. Pros before hoes has done a 1527.
That's a PB.
1527?
It is a PB.
Yep.
Congratulations.
We didn't know his PB before that.
No, correct.
And lastly, rounding out our men with a 15:31 as part of a 43K day, G-O-G-G-O-N with 377 watts.
Now, just for all these people that are getting PBs, and there's lots of them this week, if you want a name change, please get in contact with us.
Yes.
Yeah. Wang is manning the socials.
I am manning the socials.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. Anyway, so, ladies.
Women's, yes. Mm. There was actually 55 women on the leaderboard this week.
That's just
good. So good work, good work. I'm pretty happy just to overall see that. That's great. So we just went with just the fastest this week, and then we'll dive into a bit more robustly if we keep getting that many people. I love it. So first up the ranks, we have no stranger to the potty, Cactus, with a 13:47. That PB. Is nearly a minute.
Nah, she has a high 13 PB, but might not just be current. That's all
wasn't updated yet. Yeah. Hers anyway. Was a, yeah. So she did a big one. She also went on to take the basket range comm yesterday as well. On that ride.
Motoring. So,
yeah, she's flying.
Agent
and
Wang.
Just also for listeners who...
He loves it. Agent Wang. Fucking love loves
man
it.
Of the people.
She did qualify for the...
Oh, the Zwift thing?
Esports Nationals, yes. So people who listen to the episode with her...
good work.
Yeah. So when she left here after the pod...
Yeah, she raced.
She raced.
And she won.
She had a shocker. She got dropped out of the gates and never saw the leaders again. So then she had to race in the reportage, and she didn't make that mistake again. She attacked from the gates and won by 5 minutes. yeah, so she's now in the final, which is, as she was saying when she was on the pod, up in Brisbane early April as part of the Brisbane Cycling Festival and part of the Oceanas, I think. So
what a hitter.
Mm.
So well done,
smashing
there.
Well done, Cactus. Hopefully, you know, that'll open up some doors.
Mm.
Mm. We'll see. Maybe one of those. Oh, will GCN do one of their little, you know?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? The GCN
streamed.
Thing.
So yeah. It is going to be live stream the race.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Very good. Second off the ranks, we have, again, no stranger to the potty, R2DI2 with a 17:45 average 227 watts. Third, we have Legend of Zorro with an 18:27. I don't know if that's a
quite
PB.
Possibly a PB.
I think it is a PB, actually.
It is a PB.
Yes, it is. Well done. Well done. Well, the 18:27. Her previous PB was a 19:28.
It's taking a minute off it. Yep.
Well done.
Look out.
Second, lastly, we have Savage Sweet Potato with just an easy.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Tied the knot.
Tied the knots on Norton Summit.
On Norton Summit.
So she maybe this was just
for the
on her way.
Yep. She rode up to the ceremony.
Yeah,
she
rode up to the ceremony and still did a 19:13.
Maybe a
wedding dress.
Yeah. Train got caught in a derailleur.
Yeah, yeah. Still did with 205 watts. So great work and congratulations, Savage Sweet Potato. Last but not least, we have. Wang, another Asian of Wang, Ruby Red Flamingo with a 19:42, 157 beats per minute and average watts of 194. Wang.
All right, and for our ham pick this week.
Yeah, what a newbie.
Yeah, a newbie. A little bit off of her PB. On a 20-kilometre ride, we could probably say that's targeted. No data.
No, not
even a date of when she did it, but that's okay. With a time of... with a time of 51 minutes.
47:51.
47:51?
Yes.
It doesn't say that on mine.
Oh.
It
does say that. 47:51.
No, not on mine.
Yeah, you need
anyway,
put your glasses on.
Steal from the rich and give to the poor.
This was the first time on a road bike in many, many years.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, kudos.
Yeah.
You got up there. Average speed of like 9 kilometres an hour.
It's okay.
But they got it done.
Yeah, love it.
Kudos.
Yeah, massive love kudos. It. Love that.
Now, before we go into the weekend for cycling, we forgot Wang's weather.
That's what I was saying. We had an extra general discussion and no one picked it up.
So Wang's weather,
I need to
week.
Know what is the best day for me to go up Norton this week.
That is a great thing after the times, right? So we've done this week's. What's on for next week's Wayne's weather?
Yeah, so tomorrow we have
the
top of 30. Overnight low of 10% chance of rain. So tomorrow, it actually might be all right tomorrow. We've got some southwest in the afternoon. So if you want to do a Norton tomorrow, Alex.
Can you put your pants back on, please? Guy.
Tuesday, a bit of a cool change blowing in. We've got a high of 24 with an overnight low of 17. 60% chance of rain. That's what the odds were today.
Where are you getting your data from?
Yeah, where are you getting your data?
Wayne's weather.
That says Sydney.
No, it doesn't. Wednesday, a little bit chilly, down to 21 with an overnight low of 13, but no rain.
Good sleeping weather.
Yeah,
so when was Wednesday that... Wouldn't be a bad day for it.
Tuesday is going to be westerly to southwesterly all day, up to 35k an hour.
So maybe Tuesday might be the go. Maybe. Okay. Yeah, I might crack into the 19s.
Wednesday, no good. It's going to be a headwind on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday, overnight, low of 11 with a maximum of 24, but it's going to be southeasterly, so headwind up Norton. Friday, 26 degrees, also headwind.
Can I just say, when there is a headwind up Norton, it feels like 17 times worse than it should be.
Oh, I don't give up, but I'm just like, I tend to just go up Euro Norton if I know
there's a headwind. Yeah, because you're like, I'm just not
going to. Yeah, I'll just climb.
If I'm going to do watts, I'm going up there.
Exactly, 100%.
And so Friday, 26 degrees, and Saturday, 26 degrees. Ooh. So really the pick of the day is Tuesday, as long as it's not wet.
I don't know if I'm riding Saturday. Or Sunday. What day do I have my birthday?
What? Oh, we have Money's birthday on Friday night.
Money? So I'm not riding Saturday.
We have Money's 21st on Friday night.
Oh, has that moved again?
Well, you're invited.
Yeah. I know, but I couldn't remember what day it was.
Yeah, he moved it to Friday rather than...
Okay, cool. I'll make sure I'm back from...
I'll pick you up because we're going to do burnouts on the grass.
Yeah, and my dad will
fully
kill you both.
Sick. As my Kiwi friend would say, hectic.
Hectic. Okay. All right, you're happy with the weather? All right, people, Tuesday, hit us up. Go up Norton, please.
Yes.
The weeks ahead, there's not a whole lot happening. There's a few things coming later in the year, but Sunday, 24th of March, Adelaide Hills Cycling Club. I heard a good one yesterday, actually.
I just saw something come up.
Forreston?
That it was cancelled.
Really?
Oh. Boom, boom, boom. TBC, guys.
TB confirmed, TBC. But I was in the entry boss.
Club Open Day Forreston race was cancelled.
Oh, no.
Hell.
Coming into you first from Wang's Weather and
Wang's
Socials.
Weather, man of the people.
Sorry, guys.
From the ground.
This one here, I'm going to have a little bit more of a look into it, but Mount Gambier Cycling Club have Sunday 24th of March, the Glencoe Hilltop Finish.
That's anything.
There's no hills around Gambier.
Have you not raced that Kermes around there? So, real quick digression. The NRS, well, they used to have an NRS Kermes around there, which was like the extended loop. So, you'd just go up the... Oh, it was horrible. But
horrible?
Yeah, it was great. Right, anyway.
Yeah, get amongst it. That's 24th of March. As we mentioned, the last potty, Norwood Cycling Club, Saturday the 6th and 7th of April, 50th Annual Riverland Cycling Weekend, a.k.a.
50 years?
Tour of Berry, a.k.a. the
Raise
Tour of Riverland,
the
whatever.
The half century.
It's all happening, yep. The South Crocodile Catchers... Monday the 18th, Wednesday the 20th, and Friday the 22nd of March. Junior training, night training and racing at Edwardstown Velodrome. New one, Gravity Girls, South Australia.
Ooh.
They're holding Craigburn Farm Cross XCM Marathon Race on Sunday the 24th of March. If you'd like some more information, please check Entry Boss.
Entryboss.cc.
Really easy platform to get them on.
Yes, love it.
And one that's not on the Entry Boss is...
No.
Friday.
We're not going.
Good Friday. Shut up. Good Friday. 29th of March. Come and ride with Wang. We're
come
doing
and
a big
ride
loop.
With Wang. Come
and ride with Wang.
Come and ride Wang. we have Victor Loop. It's going to be a good bunch.
Yeah.
7 a.m. Vic Park.
Your idea of a good bunch.
Will be departure. So let's try and turn this into the Easter Crusties.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Speaking. So then in 20 years' time, they'll be like, oh, you're going on Wang.
Wang's Wang. Crusties.
I'll be dead by then. But
Crusty Wang.
Crusty Wang.
Crusty Wang, yeah.
I love that. So on that note, ladies, gentlemen, boys, sausage fest in between creatures, if you've enjoyed yourself, why don't you give us a follow through your favourite podcast app and access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe, hit the bell icon, and don't forget to tell all your friends and share it with everyone.
Now we are all over the socials.
No, not me. You are all over the socials.
I'm very happy about this.
We will give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out, along with other podcast news information. And if you want to support the podcast, head to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And if you donate, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast.
We all drink coffee here.
Next week.
What?
We'll give you a shout out.
Thank you. We would love your feedback and to know your thoughts. So hit us up. Let's have a chat through our Facebook or Instagram page, or shoot something through to email at radladesummit@gmail.com.
That's not meant by me.
And with that, Wang, why did Noah have so much trouble fishing on the ark?
Why?
Because he only took two worms. See you on the pod on a note. See you on Norton on Tuesday. Tuesday. See you. Bye. 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 Bye.